The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Knoxville at W289CU Knoxville, Fan Run Radio.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, 4 o'clock on your Tuesday afternoon. Parker Pewitt is in with the Top 4 today. Parker, I know you've done this when I'm not here. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Are you okay? Like, I want focus. I want energy. I want desire. I want you to project into the microphone. Speak from your diaphragm. You need a drink of water or something? You need to wet your whistle?
All right. It's just me and you, Bear. Right.
Don't talk to Bear. He doesn't have a microphone in front of his face. You just don't you have to go to the bathroom or something? You're the one making him nervous. Get out of here. Go ahead, Mark.
Proceed.
All right. United States is up 3-0 against Thailand in the World Cup.
Come on, Parker. You're a soccer person. It's 3-0.
We got goal scorers Alex Morgan, Rose Lavelle,
and
Lindsey Horan.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Works for me.
Love it.
3-0. Get some, Thailand.
Hope it stays right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, number two, David Ortiz is stable after his undergoing his second surgery. Tiffany Ortiz, the wife of retired Red Sox player, says her husband underwent a successful second surgery at Massachusetts General Hospital on Monday night. Ortiz was shot in the Dominican Republic on Sunday.
Pray for Big Poppy.
I gave him a presidential motorcade last night when he landed in Boston.
Really?
I'm talking.
They love that dude, 20 man.
20 bike cops.
Like, if you came out of this surgery, it's like, you know what? I want to be mayor of Boston. They would find whoever the mayor of Boston is, like, tar and feather him, run him out of town on a rail, and install Big Poppy as their mayor. Some guy would be like, I don't know, man. Big Poppy doesn't have any political experience. They'd be like, all right, we tar and feather run that guy out of town, too. You don't speak ill of Big Poppy in Boston. You just don't do it. Continue.
Number three. Champions League streaker Kinsey Wolanski says Prank will let her retire by 30.
What?
This is true.
The streaker who disrupted the Champions League final in Madrid says she has no regrets and believes the prank will help her retire at 30. As stunned Liverpool and Tottenham stars looked on, Kinsey Wolanski sprinted across the pitch at Wando Metropolitan Stadium in a skimpy black swimsuit.
Yes, she did.
Promoting her boyfriend's porn site.
Oh. What's the site?
I don't know.
You can tell me afterward. Go ahead.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Now after being arrested and spending 5 hours locked in a Spanish jail cell, the American model reckons the stunt was the smartest move of her career.
Absolutely.
She's going to get rich from that.
She'll be an influencer.
Oh, God.
She already has like 750,000 people
following
her.
I'm sick of that word. I'm an influencer.
What are you influencing?
No, you don't have a job. Yeah. You're just like, you found a way to get a bunch of Twitter followers, and you just use that. That's not a job.
You can sit here and take pictures of Russell for 3 hours.
I'm an influencer. Yeah, I got some influence for you. Sorry. Go ahead, Parker.
It works for her.
She also said, I'm not revealing any names, but a couple of the Liverpool players did send me private dirty messages.
flirty
messages after I streaked the game. One sent some heart emojis, and the other one messaged saying, "I saw you at the game."
Are we still doing the? Come on, move along here, Parker. You're spending way too much time on soccer today.
He's got the
I'm so glad Barry's here.
He's got
here
the
right
picture
now.
Pulled up. That's why he can't get off of it.
WWW.
Number four, Memphis Grizzlies named Taylor Jenkins head coach.
Who?
Taylor Jenkins.
He Taylor was, Jenkins. Did he play bass for BTO or something?
Sounds like a member of Backstreet Boys.
He was the Bucks assistant this year. He spent 5 seasons as an assistant for the Spurs D-League affiliate. Then he spent 5 more years as an assistant for the Atlanta Hawks.
All right. Good job, Parker. We're going to work on your energy. We're going to work on your news values too. I'm not sure about that.
I thought it was good.
It's good.
Russ, I've been mentoring the young man.
Constructive criticism,
and I feel like, you know, this is one of those things you do where you like to give your constructive criticism in front of everybody.
Barry, did you hear it, Barry?
Hey, man.
I was outside talking to the peanut gallery.
And you missed his number three then.
All right, getting back to it. By the way, Parker's update this afternoon brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive, earned 1.75% annual percentage yield with a free rewards checking account at Citizens National Bank. No minimum balance required. You can earn big time with your rewards account at CNB. Move your money to CNB and get the interest you deserve. Visit CNBTN.com for details or call 865-453-9031 for more information. Citizens National Bank.
I have a question for you, Russell. July 1st, a new law goes into place in this state.
I know.
Says you have to
the Russell Smith
free.
Law.
My wife has already got
hands
me a thing.
Free.
She got me a thing.
What was the thing?
I don't know.
A dashboard
something.
It's like a dashboard mount.
Yeah. Okay. And I put my phone in there, I guess, put it on speaker.
I mean, what happens if the cop comes up to you? Can you say, "Hey, you know, I was changing my music. I wasn't texting. I was on iTunes. It's changing the song."
I guess they can ask to look at your phone and like see you like.
Then I'd be like, "Okay, let me see that warrant."
Yeah. No, I mean, if they see you blabbing, and I guess if you just want to lie about it, and
it's gonna suck for recruiters around the state on their phone 24 hours.
No, I do want to talk more about that because that's going to be hard. I know for a lot of us, that's going to be a difficult adjustment to make. Are you a phone talker?
Yeah. I go Bluetooth.
Oh, well, you've already got but you're fine. So you're fine.
That's
legal, right?
Yeah, you can Bluetooth it. Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to have to.
You can do the headset thing too.
It's a whole new world.
A trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of our truckers, let's get our dude.
Our favorite one.
Big Josh.
Like I did that.
In the hunt and in the mix. What up, Big Josh?
Hey, man. Not a whole lot. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's that quarterback Chaney's talking to? What's his name?
Haynes King?
King.
Out of Longview, Texas. 6'2".
Haynes King.
190.
Yeah, did you see? I saw some video, like the 247 and Rivals guys tracked him down at the airport, and he's a little skinny dude for a SEC quarterback.
He's like a couple inches taller version of Drew Brees.
Hey, yeah, that's what I said. You know, Drew Brees, not a gigantic dude.
No, he's a Texas.
Height just doesn't matter in quarterbacking anymore, does it?
No.
That name sounds like you ought to have been in Sling Blade or something. Haynes King.
I mean, it sounds like an SEC quarterback.
I'm a quarterback now.
And Chaney, man, he sucks at evaluating quarterbacks.
What?
If y'all don't remember, they ran off him and the Wonder Boy. They ran off Taj Boyd and Bryce Petty in the same class. Fulmer had them lined up. And they brought in Tyler Bray and Matt Sims. So
that was not a,
you got a point.
That was not a good move. But every quarterback, I believe this is correct. You have to go back and every quarterback that Jim Chaney has coached at the collegiate level, I'm talking everyone
at Arkansas too,
that has started for Jim Chaney has played in the NFL.
Yeah, but that don't mean they were good in college because Matt Sims.
Yes, it
was
does.
Horrible. And Matt Sims sucked. And we watched Peterman. I mean, Lord, he was terrible, Russ.
He played in the NFL, and that's what these kids want is who can get me to the NFL And what other college coordinator can sit down in a living room with a high school prospect and say, look, everybody that's ever been a starter for me has played in the National Football League, including Drew Brees.
Yeah.
If he runs this Bailey off, it's going to be another Bryce Petty, Taj Boyd situation. This Bailey kid is a real deal. That Marietta area down there is that's where Trevor Lawrence come from. And a lot of those high school coaches in his conference say he is better than Lawrence was.
I mean, think about it, though. People were saying that back in, what, Russ, 93, 94? Or was it what year was it, the Peyton?
94.
94, the Peyton-Brandon Stewart, argument. And if you'll remember, people that were early on in that
year.
Oh,
I was one of them. Yeah. In the Alabama game, 94, and you go back and watch, we should have played Brandon Stewart more because neither of them knew what they were doing, but Brandon Stewart was able to create plays with his legs, which Peyton was never able to do. Obviously, Peyton Manning was the better quarterback, but yeah, there were a lot of people before the bowl game, before Virginia Tech in 94 in the Gator Bowl.
It was very divisive.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Brandon Stewart. He beat UCLA, which... You remember that game when they beat UCLA? He played at Texas A&M. It was us. Who else? Kansas State and UCLA on the final Saturday.
That's right. He did us a favor. Yeah. I mean, he was incredible. He wasn't on the same level as Manning, obviously.
Well, Cuck could see what Manning was going to turn into, but I don't have near the faith in
Chaney, that you knew, Cutcliffe, and Fulmer.
I mean, I don't know. You were talking about basketball earlier, and did Devontae Gaines already go to prep school? Is that where he's at this year?
No, he went. Yeah, he went to Hargrave. He's already on campus. Yeah. He's playing now.
So Graves is here. So it would have to be who is the ones that would be. Would it be Pember?
He's already on campus. I'm not sure.
They aren't taking Pember off. I'm telling you, Pember's gonna.
So who would it be? It'd be Zach Kent,
Jalen Johnson,
Jalen. Which I don't know, man. It's and
not going to be Fulkerson.
No, but who else? Who else, Russ?
I mean, there's
who else could go?
Not really anybody that I could ever see him.
Well, they're recruiting three kids right now.
It's just so weird, Josh, because Zach Kent, we've been told all offseason, basically since the season ended, that, hey, he's shooting the lights out. He looks good. He had a knee injury.
Oh, Lord, you know better than that, man. That's the same old.
The same old people that were telling us that Grant Williams is going to be better than the three-star whose only other offer was Yale.
No,
the same people that told us that.
The same ones that were telling us Jalen Johnson was the best player on the team.
Who said that? I never heard that.
They blew Jalen Johnson up like he was,
I don't know.
Josh, let me ask you something. This phone call is very un-Josh-like.
This is delving into Barnes bashing territory,
Josh. What happened, Josh? You had a bad day for real, man.
Who hurt you?
No, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to figure out what he's going to do, man. I hope he does it. I want Blackshear and I want these other kids,
Sure.
Just be patient. Have faith in Barnes, buddy.
Well... No, y'all got me a little rattled when you start talking about another quarterback. I just hope Chaney don't screw up this Bailey deal because he's going to be a good player, man, for somebody. I just hope it's us. His teammates committed to Georgia right now.
I want both of them to come here and figure out which one's the best out of the two of them, and the other one can transfer. I mean, that's how it works now.
It'll work out for Tennessee when it comes to them needing the point guard play in 2020-21. So that's what you have to look forward to.
He needs to keep his momentum going in basketball. If we have a crappy year next year, who's to say we're going to land all these kids in the next class?
I think that's probably why if Blackshear wants to come here, Blackshear will be here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he better be, but he's not going to care. We're going to beat Kentucky out for him.
I called Russ off the air. I think it was, or we were talking, I think it was off the air. Russ had a really good point. No, it was on the air yesterday. Russ' whole take on it that Do you want to go with Calipari and just be surrounded by good parts? Or do you want to come to Tennessee and get developed?
He's a senior, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how much more developing? He's going to be the go-to guy if he comes here.
I mean, Rick Barnes.
He goes to Kentucky. I mean, he's going to be.
You don't think Rick Barnes helped polish Kevin Durant up the 1 year you had him?
Nah, I mean, Kevin Durant's Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? He was great from the time he walked on campus. I mean,
I think Barnes and the staff, I mean,
he might
again,
be able to help him, but
you just set him down and say, look at Grant Williams. Guy's about to get drafted, maybe in the first round of the draft. After 3 years here, he's only 20 years old, by the way. And when he came out, he weighed about 250 pounds. Yale wanted him. I don't think he had any high, Power Five conference offers, maybe a couple of Group of Five conferences wanted him. Nobody saw anything in him. Within a year, his second year, he was SEC Player of the Year. We won the league after we picked to finish 13th. And the next year, he was back-to-back SEC Player of the Year, and now he's getting set to go make millions of dollars playing professional basketball. That's what we were able to do with him, a player that nobody said had any talent. What can we do with you, a guy who's already good? Come here. We'll work with you. We'll teach you a couple of things, and we'll get you to the NBA. I think Tennessee has a very compelling pitch to make.
Blackshear could be for Tennessee what Reed Travis was for Kentucky last season. That missing part that they need.
Sure.
Blackshear's better than Reed Travis,
yes.
though.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah. Was he all ACC this year?
I believe he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's time to break the cash out. You're ever gonna do it?
Oh, well, I'm with you, brother.
There it went.
Oh man, Josh, thanks,
hey,
man.
Y'all hang in there, take
buddy.
Care. See.
Appreciate it. Phil is up next on the drive. Good afternoon, Phil.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Philly?
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'll go start off basketball first since Josh already brought it up.
What do you think about it?
Well, you look at this. I have to make room for Blackshear. Do you want to go? Be a high seed in NCAA tournament. Blackshear's difference between being a two or three seed and being on the bubble. He's that good.
I mean, so we're all in agreement that if Blackshear wants to come here, he's going to be.
Is this even a conversation? Like, I can't believe. Yes. It's not a thing that we have to be in agreement about. They wouldn't be bringing him in if they didn't intend upon taking him.
Exactly. And all honesty, guys, if somebody who's leaving or somebody's going to. Become a walk-on, and that's what's going to happen here. And there's speculation that DJ Burns may be leaving.
What? No.
Really?
Why would I put it on the radio if it wasn't?
Where are you seeing that, Phil? DJ Burns, so he's going to come and redshirt last year.
Go to Vol Nation and look at it.
Okay. VolNation.com. Listen, it's college basketball. I suppose anything's possible. I would be absolutely flabbergasted if Burns takes off.
If you go through the whole year and
– And it's he lost all the weight. It's not like he was a malcontent last year.
He's lost like 46 pounds.
And now
somebody's going to leave. It's either Burns, it's either Zach Kent, or it's going to be Jalen Johnson. So that's the only three people I can see that would, the rest of them aren't leaving.
Okay.
Regardless.
Well, we'll see. I mean, maybe we can't beat out Kentucky. Kentucky's still Kentucky. Maybe that's where Blackshear goes. They get the last official visit. So, maybe he goes there. Maybe Belau goes to Pitt. And,
I
don't say.
I say if Blackshear goes to Kentucky, we'll take the other guy.
If you can get him.
Well, they can out recruit Pitt right now. I mean, we're a better team, a better program than Pitt.
Yeah, but you never know what is going to be the swaying factor in a young man's mind.
I mean, the guy's buddies was Pons, that player is.
Sure.
He got any of his buddies up here?
The Belau kid?
Yeah. They both got French ties. Guys, I like y'all keep on trying to think Jerry Garantano is going to get us to the promised land.
Here we go.
No, nobody said that, Phil.
Entertaining, to say the least.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, like several times during that conversation, I said, I'm not saying that he's going to blah, 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 but then, boom.
Well, can he beat Vanderbilt? That's all I want to know. That's all it comes down to.
Surely he can, right?
Well, if he can't. All honesty, if we're going with Jerry Garantano going into his senior year, then Jeremy Pruitt and Fulmer are both on the hot seat. One more thing, guys. Akeem Onosuke is ranked 140 in Rivals now, and he's been invited to prestigious the top 100 camp at Virginia this weekend. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, he's up there today.
Competition.
The National Basketball Players Association top 100 camp.
Yeah.
It's in Charlottesville. Yeah.
See you guys.
Wow.
Kind of laid it down and moved out.
I'm just really looking forward to the next 5 years of Bear and Phil just slobbering all over Akeem Adesupi if we don't get in.
Say it right, please.
That bothers you when I
mispronounce. Yeah, because you give no respect to this kid.
No respect at all.
No. You won't. Question at all why we've got a kid that looks like he's moving in the top 100 in the nation for next year, and he's, you know, not already signed, sealed, and delivered to Tennessee.
I'm sure he's a great player. I saw the WBIR piece on him. It's a great story, obviously, with where he comes from and everything, and I hope everything turns out right for him. I'm just saying Rick Barnes is my basketball coach, and I'll trust him.
Okay. I'm just saying we will get to watch the kid play, whether it's for us or against us the next four or five years.
Looking forward to it.
One of those type players, huh?
Yeah. 865-546-8200.
Don't even say it. 7-0, Trey. Dang it.
I said 7.5, and we got, what, half an hour left? They're going to get 10. They're going to get 10. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We're putting 10 on Thailand. 10 on Thailand.
The biggest margin is 11.
How do you say 10 in, what do they speak in Thailand?
Thai.
How do you say 10 in Thai?
Tine.
No, you don't. Look that up for me. We're about to find out.
Quality control over here.
You want to do another call or take a break?
I'm excited to see where this goes.
Let's just go ahead and bang another one out here.
Who's up next, Barr?
We got John Tweet.
Oh, man. This is it just keeps getting better.
This segment brought to you by Zoloft.
What a caller roster. You know what I mean?
What up, Tweet?
Big Josh, Phil, and me. Just bringing it all to a screeching halt. Boys, why do you keep trying to Billy Bean, Jarrett Garanero, or whatever his name is, into being a good quarterback?
You know what his name is, John. You know what his name is.
You're sitting there trying to, like, you're trying to do the put together all the stats like he did for three guys to equal one.
No. No, we didn't. Did you guys listen to what we were saying?
They don't. The Garantano haters do not. They don't care. The narrative is going through no matter what.
Use your eyes. He's terrible. You're trying to three-piece him like all.
What are you telling me? Use my eyes. What, did you just did you watch the game, the Auburn game, blind? Did you even watch that game, or did you just that didn't happen?
You had to have Skolcan over there telling the DBs what to do. And he knew that offense from watching it 8 million times against
John. He passed for over 300 yards and was named SEC Player of the Week against Kevin Steele's vaunted defense. Am I wrong?
Russ.
On the road. Am I wrong?
Russ.
Am I wrong?
Answer the question, John.
Receivers. He underthrew wide open receivers into 50-50 jump balls. And
was he the SEC Player of the Week that
he
week?
He threw back shoulder throws the way he's coached to that were caught for touchdowns.
Has he ever hit a man in stride down the field more than 30 yards in the air? No.
Oh, man.
They've all been underthrown, wobbly ducks. He's horrendous. Horrendous.
Guys call in and get mad when we don't pillory the kid.
Who would be the starting quarterback? Who should be the starting quarterback then? Shrout?
I don't
Maurer?
Care. I'm not going to watch that football team. They're garbage.
Well, who are you going to watch this year?
Hold on. Give me some John Tweet. Phil music. Here on Tweet.
What are you expecting to change?
You to change?
I'm not going to change. I'm saying, what do you expect that football team?
No, I know you're not going to change. What do you mean? I mean, you got 25 new players.
Top 10 stat. Be 0-30.
And that's Garantano's fault that we're 0-30 against top 10 teams since 2007? He was in the sandbox in 2007, and we're putting those games on him?
And I mean,
Garantano blew the 2009 UCLA game.
Damn, boy. Garantano couldn't make that field goal against Mount Cody.
Yep. It's all your fault.
It's over.
Over.
Done and over.
So
dead and gone.
Shut the program down. Go all
shut
SMU on everybody.
Good grief.
I mean, why act like we try? I mean, we're not trying.
We're not trying. Philip Fulmer and Skolcan are over there just playing Tetris this afternoon.
Phil Fulmer's politicking to get himself the job when he has to fire Skolcan when he loses to Vanderbilt again.
We should play this at your funeral one day.
Tread lightly, John. Tread lightly.
No, we should play.
You guys come?
Yeah, we should play. Yeah, I'd come.
I'd come to your funeral. Yeah. Wait, you think I'm not going to come to a daily caller's funeral? I'll be there, John. I love you.
We're going to do a live remote.
I think you're I think you're stark raving mad, but I'll be at your funeral.
I'm going live.
Oh, a live remote would be. Hey, Ross. little...
live at John Tweet's funeral. Back with more after this.
Oh, God. Russ, I was a little surprised. Rapinoe and those girls, they actually didn't kneel unless they did some stuff and fooled with the camera angle so you couldn't tell. But she was actually standing for the anthem. I was kind of actually a little bit surprised. Maybe somebody got to him and said, hey, it's not a good look.
You ain't going to get paid.
You're not getting a lot of attention versus Thailand either.
Well, I mean, who knows? Boys, I ain't got much. So what is it, the basketball – where's Phil getting his thing from? I mean, I trust him. Obviously, he's usually pretty on, but I guess he's saying...
You heard him. VolNation.com. I mean, if you
can't
trust...
He gave up a source.
The biggest forum in the world.
If you can't trust the good folks are at VolNation, no offense, then, I mean, what can you trust in this crazy world?
That may have been the...
If you can't trust internet message boards.
Exactly.
Especially free ones.
I don't know.
What's the difference between a free one and a paid one? The suckers that pay for it?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh!
There was one board here in town that had some scoop for a while.
That's
where the freshest stuff came from.
I mean, how many... Hey, Russell, can you get a countdown to how many days till the opening tip for basketball?
Yeah, I'll work on
that
for you.
That's what I'd rather
do,
and then I'll give... You get me the countdown, and then I'll give an interesting Tennessee basketball stat each day related to that number. Good day, boys.
That's a shock that he made it through that call without getting flushed.
I can't wait to go
it
to
really
his funeral.
It really is unbelievable. Yeah.
Live.
Live from John Tweet's funeral.
We're out here on the green. They're digging it up.
Let's
spot.
Go to the phones. Phil, you're up next on the drive. Oh, you say there, guys, over at John Tweet's funeral. Sure, I'm going to miss the guy's phone calls. When are we going to beat Vanderbilt?
What would be the sponsor? Budweiser?
I think the funeral home. John Tweet.
John Tweet.
The Gates of Hell.
Brought to you by Zoloft.
The other listeners.
Stay with us. Quick timeout. We got Nick Bromberg coming up next. Yahoo Sports, college football and NASCAR analyst. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Let's get back to the drive.
All right, back here on The Drive, 4:30 on your Tuesday afternoon as we reach halftime on the show. Russell, Trey, Bear, cruise along with you here on this beautiful afternoon in East Tennessee. Nick Bromberg covers college football and NASCAR for Yahoo Sports. He joins us now on the show. Hello, Nick.
What's up? It is gorgeous here in Kansas City, too. Finally, some overdue late spring. spring, early summer weather. I am enjoying it.
It is coming whether you want it or not, just like college football. Nick, I know you come on a Trey show all the time. It's the first time I've had a chance to ask you. You know, following your Twitter stuff with NASCAR and college football. And, you know, it's interesting. Both of those sports are having attendance issues. Both of those sports are certainly find the majority of their fan bases in the southeastern United States. What would you do, if anything, to fix the attendance issues, whether they be in college football or NASCAR?
Oh, boy. I think, you know what? I think the SEC did a nice thing with rolling back that alcohol sale provision. I do think I'm not necessarily sure people are going to go to a game because you can buy a beer, but it's a nice little incentive to be able to buy beer at a football game. And quite frankly, I like what NASCAR tracks do. They're doing now, especially. I think they need to advertise it more in the sense of, hey, if you want to go to a NASCAR race, we can get you somehow ticket prices can get down to $25-$30. And hey, you can bring your own cooler full of beer into the race. That's a fantastic Sunday afternoon. If I can bring my cooler with, you know, a lot of Busch Light, and I've got my headset, and I've got a $25 race ticket. There are, you know, absolutely far worse ways to spend a Sunday afternoon, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
they used to allow that at Talladega, Nick, right?
They bring your cooler. I hope they still do. They allow it. I know at Kansas Speedway they allow it.
They did it at, I think, almost every track.
Because
I remember when I came back from my first race, Nick, at Bristol, I was like, NASCAR's the most fan-friendly out of all the major sporting events that I've ever been to. As long as your cooler fit a certain size, I'm sitting next to this guy. He's pulling out these delicious looking sandwiches, a fifth of Crown Royal, beer. I mean, in everything.
But what you're saying, Bear, your major objection to beer at college football games having to be around drunks. Now, there's
totally
nothing
different at NASCAR.
There is nothing. There is no more I'm going to be around a lot of rowdy drunks than being at NASCAR, from my experience anyway.
But here's the deal, though. During the race, it's not an issue. Nick can back me up on this. It is so damn loud that all you can hear is race cars. You're not having to listen to a drunk.
This is true. And if you've got a headset on, you've got your noise-canceling headphones. So not only can you not hear them because of the cars, you can't hear them because your headphones are on. You've got some sunglasses. You can just ignore them like you normally would.
Great. So I've got a 300-pound man vomiting onto my back, but it's okay because I can't hear him. That's good, Bear.
Well, that's the problem. See, and this is where the attendance issues actually work to your benefit, because then you can just slide down and find the empty seat 3 spaces down.
That's a good way to put it.
Nick's got solutions, man.
One of the other issues that I see similar in NASCAR and college football, a couple of years ago, when Jimmy Johnson and the Hendrick teams were dominating the standings in the championship, people say, well, it's taking away. There's a competitive imbalance. Nick, do you think the Clemson-Alabama domination of college football that we've seen for the past 3 or 4 years and that we're likely to see for at least one more season, if not into the future, do you think that is healthy for the sport?
You know, that's the fantastic question, and it's almost like an existential question at this point. And you know, to keep going with the parallels here, Jimmy Johnson was a good one. And you look at what happened yesterday at Michigan, where Joey Logano wins, and it's the 14th time in 15 races this year that a Team Penske or Joe Gibbs Racing car has won in the Cup Series. So you've got two teams dominating in the Cup Series. You've got two teams dominating in college football. And you know, I think what you've got to figure out here with Alabama and Clemson is they are two of now the most popular teams in college football. I think maybe we look at it a little differently if it's, say, instead of Clemson, it's Notre Dame, because Clemson's still a little bit more of a regional school, even though they've grown into a national powerhouse in recent years. But, you know, Alabama, the most recognizable school in the SEC because of that previous success and now this success. So maybe we're all used to it, but it's not going to be the worst thing, I don't think, for college football if someone can jump up and bite this year. But quite frankly, you know, when you get past that Alabama-Clemson tier, I realize it sounds cliche and boring, but I don't know who I would put at number 3 right now, because I think every team beyond those two stockpiling talent has some question marks to even come close to being in that same stratosphere.
No, I agree with you, Nick, and I kind of want to flip the subject real quick and go over last night what happened in Toronto. I don't want to make this a broad question, but it's kind of going to have to be. With Kevin Durant in the last month and, 3 days that we've spent discussing Kevin Durant and how much he's needed and the Warriors aren't going to be able to do much. And, man, to see something like that happen last night, but then also watching Bob Meyer up there, did that come off to you in a way that this guy's up here giving a speech about an injury they won't even release yet? And it just felt like to me, man, he was trying to cover his bases before word got out of really what's going on with KD.
Oh, without a doubt. That was to me, and I think Bob Meyer was sincere. I really do. I think there was some sincerity there, but that was absolutely, we need to get out in front of the situation and you know, say, hey, we need to have somebody saying to be the fall guy because of the situation. Oh my gosh, it's now 9-0. United States, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to have somebody being the fall guy. And, you know, to bring it back to what I do, you know, 24/7, 365 in terms of college football, I think you have to, if you're a college football fan, an SEC fan, you have to look at Kevin Durant last night and say, you know what? I can't get mad at these kids wanting to skip bowl games if they're going off to the NFL.
Right.
You know, because we don't know exactly yet how much money Kevin Durant cost himself. And Kevin Durant's one of the richest human beings on earth, and he's still probably going to make millions of dollars playing basketball. He's already made hundreds of millions of dollars playing basketball in terms of salary and endorsements. But, you know, we saw it with Jake Butt at Michigan in the bowl game. We've seen it with Jalen Smith in the bowl game. And they're not apples to apples comparisons, but you know, we can go on and on for hours on end about the mentality of pushing guys to play through pain and treating star athletes and these guys as robots and not as human beings. When the fact that, you know, there is the culture, whether we like it or not, that, you know, if your body's functioning, your heart's beating and you can take some painkillers, you know, you're ready to go.
But I think a question that people are going to ask too is, if the Warriors somehow come back and win this thing, and that's a long shot. Toronto could go into Golden State, you know, and finish this. But the question is
10.
Yeah, it's 10-0 USA. They need to put
down. Oh my gosh, I just turned around and we.
Yeah, Thailand needs to put down.
I guess
controller.
You could call this soccer. This is really entertaining. Thank you, Fox. This is great to watch on a Tuesday afternoon. Very competitive sporting event we've got going on here.
Yeah. So hey, but is it when they look back on it? Is it going to be worth it if they come back and somehow win this thing or they tie this thing up 3-3? Can they go and say, man, it was worth playing KD for those minutes and getting? And I know that's a tough question to ask because nobody knew that he was going to, you know, pop something again last night or potentially more damage to already what was done. But I mean, how far can this thing go when you think to get ugly? In a sense of, okay, KD went to New York today, reports said, to take a look at it. Reports are coming out from The Athletic and other places in Yahoo that he wasn't 100%. You know, how ugly could this get if it really went down that road?
Well, think of how ugly it could get if he opts into that player option, because if Good he's not going to be cleared for basketball activity until June 2020, he could there's probably – the max will probably still be waiting – after next year. So I think this is a fascinating decision that I think can be easily justified both ways. If you're Kevin Durant, do you take the max now? Because I think if you're a rebuilding basketball team, signing Kevin Durant to the max now, having him set out a year and getting another high draft pick is actually a potential smart strategy, especially if you think your team is a year or two away. Or if you're Kevin Durant, do you take $32.5 million now, get paid the guaranteed $32.5 million to rehab, and then enter free agency next season and get a max contract, and you're fully healthy, able to contribute in day one. And that's when we start talking about the price, because then if he opts into that player option, you have all the luxury tax implications of they're still going to sign Klay Thompson. You're going to have to really rely on this new arena coming in to basically be a absolute just cash machine to pay the luxury tax bill. And we're going to be talking about, you know, absolute record-setting tax bills for the next 2 years for the Golden State Warriors.
But I know it's early, though, Nick, but I mean – if and let's be real honest here when guarding KD, the Warriors are not going to be happy if he opts into a player contract. He goes, okay, he gets hurt. Okay, now we have to figure out how that started and how it got to this point. But then potentially enters a player option, gets $32 million. He's rehabbing, and then he leaves. I mean, exactly. The Warriors are going to be furious.
Exactly. Imagine the year of reports and columns that we're going to have after this of people inside the – because Kevin Durant has every single right to do it. It's like an NFL team cutting a star player. They have every right to do it, even though it may not be the most prudent move from a personal or relationship standpoint, but it would make sense to the team. Now, this would be the ultimate in player rights and player power saying, hey, look, I have this on the table, and I got to eat. I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, it's going to be – that's when it gets fun. Fun's not the right word, but in terms of from if you're an observer of the NBA and you are the person that loves the NBA for all of not only on-court fun, but all of the off-court storylines, that's fun for you. If you're the person that loves the drama, the off-season drama of the NBA, you know, you are absolutely rooting for the season because it's going to be ultimately chaos.
I get to ask one question today as the USA goes up 11-0. And has tied the largest margin of victory.
Can we just
in a World
mercy
Cup game.
Rule this? I mean, can, like, you know, I know the clock is
put
running
the controller
constantly.
Down.
Like, it's done. We get it. We're much better. Thailand sucks. Like, just like, is this necessary? Is this really necessary? I feel sorry for these Thailand chicks, man. They are getting destroyed.
I put in our you know group media Slack channel. I was 5-0. I said, when can I start feeling sorry for Thailand? And that. It was 5-0, and now they've 6 scores later. My goodness.
Nick, real quick before you go, what did you think of yesterday, last night, up in Michigan?
It was fine. It was a fine race. It was, you know, they were close. I got to take drivers at their word when they said passing was extremely hard.
Harvick was pissed.
what happened. You know, outside of the NASCAR rules, I think Michigan has been absolutely ruined with that repave, and I understand why they had to repave the track, but, man, it's nothing like it used to be. Back 15 years ago.
I completely agree with you, buddy. It is what it is, and they move on. Nick Bromberg, man, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Go enjoy the rest of the 6.5 minutes we left of having this ass whipping going on.
Make
in
it stop!
I'm going to say, because by the time I hang up this phone here, it may be 13-0.
They're actually driving, so it would not surprise me.
Thailand had the ball in our half of the field just a second ago. It was weird. It looked strange to me.
It's like LSU getting across the 50 against Alabama.
Nick, thanks, man. Yeah,
it is. Hey, thanks for having me, as always.
Thanks, brother. Be well, man.
Nick Bromberg, Yahoo Sports, with us here this afternoon on The Drive. Yes, Bear?
Nothing.
You looked like you were peering into the microphone as if you had something very poignant to add to the conversation. No? All right.
It's been 20 years since I've just not watched a race, not checked to see who won.
Really?
Yesterday was the first time?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
The first yesterday.
I have caught the Formula One bug.
I have a hard time believing you didn't check the race yesterday.
No, I swear to God, I didn't at all.
Really? Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive. This is The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio. The United States Women's National Soccer Team is getting away with absolute murder in broad daylight.
They're up 9 field goals.
In France.
God, what the hell just happened?
I'm sorry, not 9 field goals.
This is called an ass-kicking, Bear.
Well, no, I'm aware of that.
Put up 13 on them.
It was 10-0 when Bromberg was on, wasn't it?
It's 12-0 now. This is going to do great wonders for our goal differential.
Great point.
Yeah, I think we're good.
It's a goal differential.
It's like how many goals breaker. You've won by cumulatively over the 3 games and you play in a group.
It's like a gambling line.
Who do we have next? Is this the way it's going to – this sucks, man. I love soccer. I love that the country gets excited
about
it.
No, but it's very similar to women's college basketball. But the drop-off between the haves and the have-nots is very precipitous.
It'll get tougher.
This is stupid.
This is baby seal club.
You don't see this in the men's game.
This is Pat Summitt circa mid to late 90s. Playing the Little Sisters of the Poor in Thompson Bowling, beating them like the game where, remember when the Memphis girls said something nasty and then Pat didn't let him come across half court for like a half?
That sounds like Pat.
They even threw a 3 minutes of additional time on him.
Who's in the group, Parker?
Chile and Sweden.
Sweden might be able to play a little bit. Chile might be able to play. They'll be better than this. Both those teams will be better than this. But we'd probably win, what, 6-0 instead of – we might get 15. Well, we got 3 minutes left, so no, this
we're
is going to be
well, – I think we're done scoring for the day, bud.
They kind of called the dogs
off.
Yeah,
they're calling the dogs off.
All right, that's good.
Should have called them off 7 goals ago.
No, they're not. Look, we're
– never mind. We're advancing the ball.
Yeah, we got one more. We got one more in this. Can we get 13? Lucky number 13
here. We're getting goal differential in this one. If we get beat, we're done.
No, this is not entertaining.
Hey, I'm excited for the fans that traveled over there. Get to see something like this.
I would love to go to France to see the Women's World Cup. That'd be cool. Go spend a month in France just touring around, going soccer matches, stuff like that. Well, no, I,
Shot by somebody from ISIS.
Oh, my God.
Where are you more likely to get shot, France or America?
America.
There you go.
Probably 2 blocks from my house.
Well, there you go. You're safer. Go to France. Climb the Eiffel Tower. Drink some wine. Eat some cheese.
I am seriously thinking about going to England in November.
Oh, I have a crazy stat for you.
Right in the middle of football season, you're just going to up and leave the drive? Go
for a long weekend?
To
yeah.
England? For a weekend?
For a long weekend.
Crazy stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah. Goals scored by the U.S. Women's National Team today. 13.
Check that. We got another one.
I was about to say 13. Goals scored by the U.S. men's national team in every World Cup since 2006.
Oh, no.
10.
Oh, no.
God.
I mean, granted, that's only 3 World Cups, but still. Wow.
Oh, that's a disgusting stat.
Let's get Roger in here. Roger, you're on the drive. Roger, are you watching the Women's World Cup right now?
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
not?
I'm
no. Shocked.
But anyway, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Outstanding.
Roger,
Roger.
I want to talk about it.
Just great. Yeah, he's like, move this conversation along. I did not call to talk about women's soccer.
He's wanting to talk about Tennessee football or basketball.
NBA Finals.
Yeah. NBA Finals. What you got, Roger?
Well, it's one that. Well, first of all, I just want to say to John Treat and Philly.
No dullards.
What is John Treat saying that football is over? That Gontano? He don't. He's that's not right. If you're listening, that's not right. The tunnel can do good this year, and also
Rod's John
Philly,
Tweet
for Philly to say that who's you know it can be a good season this year. What's wrong with
What's wrong with John Tweet saying that
it's over? What's up?
I'll tell you, Roger. John Tweet is a miserable person.
Oh,
and he—that's just what he does. He likes everybody else to be miserable, and he likes to make fun, and it's just it that way. Philly's just beat down after years and years of disappointments.
Yeah. So I just wanted to ask you Al about. This year, for Tennessee to take the Richard Pryor team this year, and how good does Fatano? How good does he have to be for Tennessee surprise be a good team this year? It's surprising people this year. You think how good does he have to be? You think?
Well, the early betting line is putting us at 6.5 wins again. Yeah. So seven would be we right on track on the right side. I guess 8 would anything more than that. I mean, would have to be a surprise and.
Pleasant.
Yeah, you go 8-4, like there's no reason not to be very satisfied with that as a Tennessee fan. You don't have to be happy about it. We've been 8-4 here a couple of times under Butch Jones, and we're not gonna be naming streets after anybody at 8-4. But for this year's team, after you won 9 games the past 2 years combined, 8-4 would be a tremendous step in the right direction for Tennessee football.
Right. I mean, my time about Fortano wise, how good has he had to be Tennessee to go far? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Roger, he's going to have to be significantly better than he has been the past couple of years. But I think we, all the three of us here, feel like that, if we can get better offensive line play, that there is a chance he could get a lot better this year. Not saying he's going to go out and win the Heisman Trophy, but if he's not getting killed.
If we could just get serviceable quarterback play, can you get us lined up correctly? Can you get the ball snapped on time, handed off without fumbling it? If your back is open in the flat, can you get it to him timely? Let him get upfield, get 4 or 5 yards. If you've got a – can you run play action, take a deep shot like we did a lot last year? He completed a lot of deep balls. Can you do that? If the throw's not there and the blitz is coming, can you get rid of it without getting knocked unconscious? Like, if we could do that, just get serviceable play. We're not going to have Tua-like quarterback play. We're not going to have Trevor Lawrence-like quarterback play. Yeah. Because we don't have that kind of quarterback. We don't have that kind of pieces around him. But if we can get a guy to just line up, get us into the right play, a punt is not the worst thing in the world. We can get to 8. You don't have to have Superman quarterback play from Jarrett Garantano to get to 8-4. You just don't. So that's my serviceable. That's my goal for Jarrett Garantano and Tennessee football this year.
I was wondering where you're going. Serviceable makes sense. Game manager.
Yeah.
Get them to the next spot. No, that makes sense.
865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on the board here with us this afternoon. All right, Parker is back. He's going to have your top five at five coming up here, quitting time just around the corner on the drive.
There's a report that there was a bar in Miami that was serving their promotion to get people in the door was free shots every time the USA scored a goal.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes. Trying to get the name of the bar.
Oh, Lord.
That'd be a bad
to get people to come in, promotion. Oh, every time they score, you get a free shot.
Wonder how they got that past the Florida alcohol.
Is that illegal? Is that?
I mean, gets into an area where you got to make sure something happens.
Drives home carefully.
You're taking a ton of liability and responsibility. That's why you can't. There's certain things you like. If somebody comes in your bar and they sit down and order, there's a limit on what you can serve them at one time. You can't just walk up and give somebody,
here's 13 shots. Have a nice night. Be back later. Well, can I go get paid for that now? Because I'd say by shot number 7 or 8, you'll probably be unconscious.
You're spaced out.
Stay with us. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.